91 Radio Free Santa Fe. Gabe Gomez here with you, and I'm interrupting your work day with a very special guest, Andrew Bird. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
And guitarist Alan Hempton. Nice to see you. And tonight, in case you didn't know, Andrew will be playing at the Lenzic Theater, but sorry to say that the show is sold out. But congratulations anyway.
Thank you.
And, you know, just to give a little... why don't you just play a song? Because
okay.
Nobody wants to hear me sing, man.
All right.
Or talk, so
all right.
Just go for it.
This one's called Give It Away.
Try to keep it in the family. I know you know desolation. Coming home with your pockets full of sand. I know it's no vacation. Now you're plowing your tiny patch of land in the nation under your command. Did you give it away?
Well, yeah, I gave it away.
Did you give it away for free? What would you have us pay? I didn't know that your love was a commodity. What about appreciation? Well, that depends on your depth and density. And what about inflation? Oh, your charts and graphs don't mean a thing to me. In your nation with its worthless currency. Did you give it away for free? If you give it away to me. Did you give it away for free? If you give it away to me. Would you hide in the hay with me? Won't you hide in the hay? Where it's dark and you can scarcely breathe or see a shirt asphyxiation. Where the foxes and field mice make the dens death by association. I swore I'd never take anyone there again. To this nation, a nation under your command. This nation, a nation under your command. This nation, no, nation under your command.
Andrew Bird will be here with us in Santa Fe. Very nice, man.
Thanks.
And I should have researched this, but I didn't. So I apologize. I know you've gigged before in Albuquerque, but have you played here in Santa Fe before?
I played here years ago with Ani DeFranco. That was the only time.
Right on. First couple of albums were released. Your solo stuff, Beyond Bowl of Fire, was released on Righteous Babe Records, right?
Yeah, they put out two records, yeah.
Right on. And I think most of, well, I first came familiar with you with Armchair Apocrypha, and I was reading on your website that this album, that your latest album, was a, kind of a departure for you in sort of including your the band, as it were, just a little more organically into the process. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, in the past, I had decided before that, like, having more than one other person in the studio was, like, too much. The whole band is like hosting a party, and to have to like produce and sing and write and everything, it just, it's too much. But this time, you know, the conditions were just right to bring everybody in and have kind of a communal experience and out at my farm. And we didn't plan to make a record. We were just, we kind of tricked ourselves into making a record.
How does the process usually work for you? Do you, with melody, with, you know, how do you usually compose the tunes?
I work on them, you know, by myself for a long time, making loops and with the violin, or sitting on the couch with the guitar and just kind of working them out over a long period of time. And then I, you know, show the band the loop that I've been working on, that kind of gives them a sense of the feel of the song, and then they kind of find their place within that. And that's how we made this record. It was pretty... you know, first or second take as we're learning the song.
Now, I know you do a lot of improvisation on stage. Mm-hmm. How did that inform the recording process at all?
Yeah, you know, usually when you get to making a record, you think, okay, this is important. We got to kind of lock down our ideas and make them more distilled and distinct. And this time we were just like, you know, let's just make the improvising part of the record, you know, like we do on stage. Mm-hmm. And that's why this record sounds a bit different than others. It's, you hear some more wild soloing and more like groping our ways through the songs, because everyone in the band comes from a jazz background, even though we don't play jazz per se. It's that sort of spirit of jazz is in there.
Sure, and I think the differences between, I asked you if this is your ninth studio album, at least. I know you have the Fingerlings. I think there's three versions of that now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, from the sort of folk stuff, pre-war jazz stuff, to now. I mean, that's a lot of real estate.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you got all of human history to draw from, not just the last 30, 40 years of pop music. I think I feel a duty to get outside of the last 30, sure, 40 years, because there's so much more out there to pull from.
Sure. Now, you've been playing violin for your entire life.
Pretty much. I was four, yeah.
So, I mean, is it your primary instrument where you compose most of your material?
It's not the best instrument for composing songs. I do, like, I just, that last song, I'm playing like the violin like a guitar. And I can do that, but it has limitations. You know, there's a reason why guitar is the instrument of choice. Yeah. So I play guitar too, and that it's much easier to sing with a guitar.
Sure. Well, I'd love to hear another song. What do you want to play?
This is called Orfeo Looks Back. One, two, three. Places we must go to bring these hollow words and back from. You must cross a muddy river where love turns to fear. There's only one way, there's only one way. Oh, I'm back from here. They say you don't love, they say you don't love, 'cause it'll disappear. Thank you.
keep on straining? Is it to see what lies behind them? Through the shells of empty buildings and great columns of glass. They say you don't know. They say you don't know. Cause it'll drive you mad, mad. And if it drives you mad, and if it drives you mad, it'll probably pass.
One Radio Free Santa Fe, Andrew Bird. And I want to thank you for putting all of Santa Fe in a lather. I think everyone's really stoked about their show tonight, which is sold out lamentably. But the album is called Break Yourself. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
It's been
thanks for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And wish you, where's the next stop?
Tucson and Coachella. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, Andrew Bird, and this is Gabe Gomez signing off. And for those of you going to the show, congratulations. Oh. See you next time.